Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico State University professor in the History Department and director for the Center for Latin American and Border Studies, Dr. Íñigo García Bryce. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you very much for having me, Emily. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. What is the Center for Latin American and Border Studies?
The center is an interdisciplinary center that promotes the study of Latin America and the border, both here at the university and in the Las Cruces community. And the center was founded in 1979, thanks to a generous donation from the Nason family. That's how the center got started, so it's been around for a number of decades now. It was an effort from the history department, and the person who began it at the time was Dr. Ray Sadler, who was a professor emeritus now in the history department, and he was able to get a donation, a very generous donation from the Nason family. The reason for the donation is that their son had passed away when he was a student, prematurely and unexpectedly and very sadly, when he was a student in the history department. And so they wanted to do something to commemorate their son. Their son was very interested in Latin America and in the Mexican Revolution. So they gave this to promote the study of Latin America here at NMSU. And that's what that house, Nason House, is dedicated to through all these activities. And I can tell you a little bit more about the function that it serves here in the community because it's very important for the Las Cruces area.
And what is the importance of it?
These centers for Latin American Studies, exist throughout the United States. There are over 100 of them throughout universities. And their function is to study the region, to study Latin America in a cohesive way from the point of view of various different disciplines so that we can learn more about this region. These are our neighbors to the south. It's a region that's very important to the United States, particularly more so now that the Latino population has been increasing and become the largest minority. So the ties between Latin America and the United States remain very, very important and have been so historically. Now, in that sense, our center is part of a bigger constellation of centers. It's important that we have it. But here in Las Cruces and here in the border region, it's particularly important because of our location. And as you said, I'm a historian. My focus is on Latin American history, and specifically the history of Peru and the Andean region. So from my point of view, if you go far back, and it doesn't have to be that far back, we're actually in Latin America. In other words, this was part of the Spanish Empire. We have a cultural heritage here in New Mexico that connects us to Latin America. And for that reason, the activities that we do at the center have an added importance here because I believe they serve to connect the community to that heritage and also to help us to both understand it and have pride in that connection that we have to Latin America.
And how has it helped the students?
There are a number of ways in which we help students and promote student activities. First of all, we have a scholarship. That's the Nason Scholarship, and students are welcome to apply for it. What it does is it helps to fund any kind of project that they have that involves studying Latin America. And students may need to travel to the region to do research. And we've funded a number of students over the course of the years that have had research projects. So this is an ongoing grant that we have. In addition to this, we have a supplementary major for students. In other words, students who take courses, it's like a minor, but it's got a little bit more credits, 24 credits. And if students are interested in pursuing this, they can graduate with their degree, but also have this specialty in Latin America, having taken courses in Spanish and in different areas of Latin America.
And how has this helped them?
Well, this can help students who have graduated with this degree, and that focus in Latin America can help them for specific jobs. In other words, if they, if they're interested, for example, in going into State Department jobs where they're, it's important to have a focus on a particular region, that can help them. If they're going to go into jobs with companies or organizations that work with Latin America. For example, there are a number of non-government organizations that work both here in the border area and in Latin America. So students can come in with that specialty and also particularly with the knowledge of the language, and that's going to give them a great advantage over others who don't have that if they're going to be working with the region. So it gives them already a specialization in the culture and the language of the region.
And the students that have applied in the past for a scholarship, most of them are majors in Latin America?
They're majors in different areas. We actually don't have a specific Latin America major yet, although we're hoping that we will eventually. So the students major in different areas, in history, in anthropology, in various different fields, but they're interested in focusing on Latin America as a region.
What time of the year is the best time to apply for the scholarship?
Well, we'll be putting out our call very shortly, and it's in the spring. So if there are students listening, please apply, or you can also visit our website, which is clabs.nmsu.edu.
And they can expect a rigorous interview?
It's a very rigorous interview, yes. There's a committee, and we have members of the community that participate, and we like this as well because it's not just the university. We also involve members of the Las Cruces community so that they can be involved in our activities.
Well, talking about activities, tell us what activities you have.
One of the things that we do is we have a speaker series, and our speaker series for the spring already began. The next lecture is by a colleague in Universidad Autónoma de Ciudad Juárez, Alejandro González Milea, and he's going to be talking about urban planning in northern Mexico in the 19th century.
How important is urban planning?
Well, it's very interesting, I think, especially if we look at it from the perspective of New Mexico, where we're familiar with the way our cities were built, some of them going, of course, very far back to the colonial period, but the process that he's talking about is when they actually established military settlements in northern Mexico, in Chihuahua, and they were concerned, of course, about the attacks of various different Native American tribes. They had the Comanches there. And so he's talking about how they planned these cities as sort of as military settlements.
Was this before New Mexico became a state? Was this when
yes.
we were still part of
yes.
Chihuahua?
This was before New Mexico became a state, and then as New Mexico becomes a territory. And he's looking at that historical heritage. He's looking at the towns and the remains of them, and in that sense, there's also a sense of a common heritage between Chihuahua and New Mexico. You can also go to our website for this, but I also want to feature and call your attention to a talk that I think will be very interesting given what's going on in Cuba right now, because we're bringing Susan Eckstein, who's one of the top scholars on Cuban immigration. And her book, The Immigrant Divide, How Cuban Americans Changed the U.S. and Their Homeland, won the American Political Science Association Prize. And she will be giving a lecture on April 7th at 4 p.m. titled Cuban Immigration Exceptionalism, How and Why. All of these lectures are at Nason House, which is 1070 University Avenue. And, of course, immigration is a very important topic for us here in the region. One of the things she said to me when I was talking to her about coming is the people are not going to like what I say because Cubans have a very good deal, of course, because they come to the U.S. and they don't have to go through all the other problems that people in the border region do. So that's why it's called exceptionalism. She's talking about the very special case of Cuba.
And do you think this is also going to affect the political views coming up with the election of our new president?
Well, certainly. Certainly, I think that'll tie into this presidential politics because immigration is such an important issue this year, as well as Cuba. So in that sense, both of them.
So those are some very interesting topics.
We also have other activities. For example, we have a Spanish table on Fridays where people can come and practice their Spanish. That's at noon. We also have a Portuguese table for people to practice Portuguese. And almost every week we have various different activities. Let me tell you about two other sort of sets of activities that we have. We do something called book presentations, and this is, I think, more common in Latin America than it is here in the United States. It's sort of like a coming out party, I like to say. It's like a quinceañera for a book. So when you publish a book, you have a big celebration. And we do that, and we've presented a number of books, both professors here as well as colleagues from Mexico. We usually do those in the evening. And then the other activity I wanted to mention is that we like to comment on current events. So, for example, last year when there was the massacre of the students in Mexico, we had an event that was very well attended where we were informing the community, and here's where our function to the community, I think, is important. In other words, we have research and knowledge here at the university about things that are happening in Latin America, and it's our job to pass that on to the community so that we can be in dialogue with them and help to keep people informed about the region. And we're going to be doing another of these on the 25th of February at 4 p.m., where we're going to be discussing some current day issues, such as the visit of the Pope and the peace process in Colombia, to keep the community informed.
So this is on February the 25th, on Thursday, at the Center for Latin American and Border Studies, another one of your talks then, and that'll be interesting to find out, because by then the Pope will have already been in the area.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and we're doing this in conjunction with Camilo Pérez Bustillos, who's a visiting professor here in the government department, and he's going to be talking about a priest, Camilo Torres, who was also connected to the guerrilla movement in Colombia. And that's why we're going to bring together these two issues. In other words, the issue of the Pope and of Catholicism in Latin America, together with the issue of the peace process and the guerrillas in Colombia, because there's been a connection historically through liberation theology, which was a very important trend in the church in Latin America, that was connecting very often this very militant form of politics with Catholicism. This will help to understand a little bit of where the Pope comes from, because, of course, as everybody knows, the Pope is from Argentina. And in order to understand the background of the Pope and many of his ideas, we really need to understand Latin America as a region.
Are you expecting a large turnout for that?
We're hoping, yes, that there will be, especially since the Pope will just have been here, and my understanding that a lot of people are going. I know some of the students in my class are going to see the Pope in Ciudad Juarez.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out. And again, the next talk, February the 25th, 4 p.m. at the Nason House, and talking about the Pope's visit, Catholicism, world peace. And you are being a bridge to the community, aren't you? Un puente.
Un puente, yes.
Un puente a la comunidad.
It's very important, and it was part of the inspiration and part of the philosophy as well of the family, of the Nason family, and particularly of Alexandra Nason, who sadly passed away recently, for Nason House to be a bridge to the community. And I think it's well located because we're right on the edge of campus there, so I think we're also in a good location to be a bridge to the community.
Well, again, I really appreciate you coming out and telling us about the Center for Latin American and Border Studies. Director, Dr. Íñigo García Bryce, and also a history professor.
Thank you, Emily, and it's been a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.